It's Beefy, baby. Hey.
My name is Luke Hodson.
Alex Morrison. Hey.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It's a movie podcast. Hey. Let's get it.
Hey. Grease-soaked mess.
It's a movie podcast. Hey.
Rated PG-13.
Hey. Your mom didn't make that casserole.
Beef.
Litty.
It's the Bucket of Beef show.
Wow.
I haven't heard your voice in 7 years.
I feel like I don't know you anymore.
I know. We've drifted so far.
So far.
We're like two little buoys in the bay.
In the bay.
That never get to never cross paths.
But
they were made in the same factory and they were in storage together for so long, but then they got thrown out into the sea and they drifted.
Yeah, aw.
What can you do?
What can you do?
I'm glad this cold front blew us back together.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how to do this anymore. Don't we start with something? Do we say stuff at the beginning of this thing?
I guess. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Bucket of Beef show. My name is Luke Hodson.
My name is Alex Morrison.
Thanks for your patience and bearing with us. My life's just been blowing me all over the place.
Yeah, we haven't done it since, like, March, I think.
Has it been that long?
I think so, yeah.
I guess so. It's crazy. I've been out of New York since the beginning of April, basically, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I landed in Michigan April 1st, so it's craziness. Crazy stuff. Yeah.
So how's it been? Wait, what? Huh?
Go ahead.
It's been fine. It's been fine. Just working. I do still watch movies. I don't know if that's like a big no-no, but I watch a lot of movies.
How could you watch a movie?
And honestly, guys, if you're listening and we're not friends on Letterboxd, add me on Letterboxd at McMooMan.
Yeah, add Alex on Letterboxd. I am not on Letterboxd.
You should for sure get on Letterboxd.
Alex speaks for me on Letterboxd.
I speak for the Lukes. Yeah, but otherwise, yeah, I'm doing okay.
What movies have you seen recently?
Oh my goodness, what have I seen recently? We just talked about watching Late Night with the Devil.
Yes, we've both seen that, which we will refrain from talking about a little bit because we're going to be doing a podcast with my sister Julia, a podcast episode, I should say, that we're going to put on our Patreon page sometime next week. TBD if we're exactly going to talk about Midnight with the Devil, but it'll be something spooky.
Yeah, and also, don't you fret, we're coming back to Star Wars, The Clone Wars, very soon.
We are. What do we have? We're going on to Empire Strikes Back?
We're going on to Episode 4, Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
We didn't watch A New Hope yet?
We did, yeah, but we're watching Episode 4, The Clone Wars.
Oh my god. New Hope is Episode 4, you're alienating our viewers.
Oh, sorry. Because some of our viewers don't have us on patreon.com/bucketofbeefshow.
Exactly.
So they don't understand the running joke that's actually very funny. I'm very proud of this joke.
Yeah, Alex is a really funny guy, everybody.
You hate it so much.
I think that's what makes it good, though, you know?
Yeah.
Just builds that animosity in me.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, working lots of jobs and auditioning and stuff, and nice. Still just trying our best. We're just doing our damnedest over
Alex
here.
Alex has a baby now, I've heard, everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how long we've been separated.
Yeah, I have a baby. He's 4.
4 years old? You've been hiding him from me?
Yeah, he's 4. I keep him in the closet, and... Uh-huh. Yeah, I keep him in the closet. His name is Bartholomew.
I thought it was Magento.
No, it is. It's Bartholomew Magento Morrison.
Perfect. That's a beautiful name.
Yeah, BMM. Or you can also call him Barthmange.
Barthman. I call him Crux.
Okay, so what have you been doing besides this show? I mean, of course, tell people about your show, but like, what's back in the mitten?
Yeah, I've raised a family of birds.
Wow.
That's been great. Yeah, raised a bunch of birds out here. I've been eating corn exclusively.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, I discovered some crude oil, which has been very lucrative.
Wow, so you're like rich now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's holy, nice. Yeah.
Holy moly. That's incredible.
I get more than $50 a day for my crude oil supply, though.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're making the big bucks.
Exactly. No, Michigan's been good. I've been like pretty lazy aside from just doing the show. You know, we're doing 8 shows a week out at Meadowbrook Theater for their production of Route 66.
Woohoo!
Yeah, round 2 of Route 66. Last year I was in Allentown, Pennsylvania, if any of you remember from the pod. Yeah, and now back home in Michigan on the tree farm that I grew up on, which has been very nice. Yeah, just mainly been taking it easy. I've been catching up with a lot of folks from Michigan, which has been nice.
I can mildly tell that you're also a little bit bored because you used to never really send me stuff on like
I'm sending Alex Instagram and constantly.
Yeah, it's way more than it ever used to be.
It's too
so
much.
I was all, I'm like, wow, okay. I'm like, he has some time on his hands for sure.
Exactly. I'm doing it on the move too, though. Half the time I'm sending you those, I'm just sitting in my dressing room waiting to go on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been good. I've been memeing it up, for better or for worse, I think. Yeah, it's been good. I'm kind of getting back into the zone of submitting for things and all that stuff. I'm going to be doing some promotional events for a yogurt brand in June. Which will be very fun.
Oh, my. A yogurt brand.
A yogurt brand. I don't know if I can say the name of it.
No, don't do that. Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to be doing promotions across the city for a yogurt brand. So if you need any free yogurt bars, hit your boy up.
Wow.
Exactly. Doing some stuff with a beard oil brand.
Oh, my
Alex
gosh.
Knows a lot about that one.
Never ends with this shit.
And then I'm going to be working at Governor's Ball, which is a music festival on Randall's Island as well. First weekend of June. So come out and see me and say hi.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be all over.
I would like to go.
Yeah, come.
I'll come all over.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I think Billie Eilish is going to be headlining.
No way. I know Billie.
Yeah, personally.
Yeah, we go way back, actually.
Let's see who the headliners for Gov Ball are, actually.
Are you looking up right now?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I've known Billie for years. I was her hairstylist for a while, and she borrows all of my really big t-shirts.
Yeah, that makes sense. I actually lied. Billie Eilish is not taking part in the Governor's Ball at all.
Oh.
The main people are Post Malone, Raw Alejandro, I don't know who that person is. The Killers are going to be on Saturday, along with 21 Savage. Carly Rae Jepsen's also going to be performing that day, along with Sabrina Carpenter, Sexy Red, and TV Girl, among others.
Wow.
Hippocampus will be there. Skizzy Mars is going to be performing that day, too. And then Sunday, the closing day, is going to be headlined by, ooh, good little crack, by SZA and Peso Pluma.
Ooh, I'd go see SZA. That'd be
and
cool.
And Renee Rapp will be there, Victoria Monet, Don Toliver.
Honestly,
Steven Sanchez, the I Would Never Fall in Love, that boy.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. And the Beach Fossils. Come on. And Fuckers. That sounds great.
You Hotline said Skuckers?
No,
Skuckers?
Fuckers. Fuckers. Fuckers.
Fuckers.
Fuckers.
Okay.
Along with School of Rock Brooklyn, of course.
The School of Rock is in Brooklyn? That's wild.
School of Rock Brooklyn, yeah. They're A-team, yeah. I guess.
Well, as you can see, friends of the Bucket of Beef Show, we're not talking about anything specifically today.
No, we hate movies.
Yeah, we hate movies. I mean, maybe since it's our finale, we can talk about like our favorite movies that we watched for the podcast.
Ooh,
and
that's
our
a good
least
one.
Favorites. I think that might be a good deal. Also,
I have
sorry,
to go through the list.
Yeah, sorry about the audio.
Alex
my
is being arrested right
in.
Now, unfortunately.
Just ignore it. It's always some shit happening. Yep, go get them, guys.
Anyway. That's what we get for living right by a police station.
It's just because, like, fucking, it's this, oh, god damn. Okay,
they're going nutty out there. Can you give us a live feed, like play by play?
What's going on? I see the lights of a car. I see the lights of the police car.
Nice.
And there's people across the street.
Nice.
And oop, one got run over. And ooh. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. There's a chicken.
Is the chicken right, okay? It. Is it safe?
Yeah, the chicken's fine. Let's go. Across the road.
So. I think I'm gonna. I'd like to have him at my little bird farm that I've made.
Yeah.
In Michigan.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one. Favorite movies that we've watched and least favorite movies that we've watched.
Yeah, I mean, off rip. A lot of my favorites are honestly some of the ones that like you reacted to the most.
Yeah, fair.
Like the day that we watched 50 Shades of Grey will be always be hysterical to me.
That was great.
I remember it so intensely because we went to like Taco Bell or something during the day.
We had a big spread. Or did we eat there? We didn't eat there. We took it back.
Yeah, we took back Taco Bell. Because what you're thinking of, I think, is the spread for the Sylvester Stallone movie, the Over the Top.
Over the Top. That one's one of those that kind of came and went. I don't remember much about Over the Top anymore.
I had a great time with that one. I think that's probably going to be in my top five.
I think I was pretty high when we watched that one, too. So I think that might be one of the reasons I have browned out a little bit on it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the 50 Shades of Grey thing was hysterical to me because you just running around the apartment.
I couldn't handle like, it.
Just, yeah, not being able to handle it. It was all the really
butts. Just so many butts. So many, like, smooth butts.
Very smooth butts.
And, like, it not big butts. It
almost makes me ashamed
butts.
To not have a smooth butt. Just I don't like, have a smooth butt.
Oh, I don't have a smooth butt either. What can you do? These impossible standards.
Yeah, like, no. Yeah. Show me some real ass.
Just, like, a little tasteful curve. No real heft, you know?
Yeah. I bet that's part of the casting, too. You gotta have a nice smooth ass.
Yeah, it's a very small Fibonacci curve.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. What's your favorite memory of us watching something?
Oh, man.
You were high for a lot of these movies. You were high for most of these movies.
I honestly probably was, now that I think of it. I mean, definitely, 50 Shades was super, super fun. I really liked talking about Step Up with you. Step Up was just one of those movies where I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, for sure. Statistically speaking, Hancock was fun. Statistically speaking, and also my favorite one to go back and listen to is the Gremlins one. That was like,
yeah, the Gremlins one was really, really fun.
Yeah,
because
they're black. They're all black. They're black Gremlins.
I loved watching Rubber with you too.
Yeah,
did you watch that
for the podcast?
Especially because you love. Yeah, we did.
What?
Yeah, we watched Miss Congeniality and Rubber, February 22nd, 2023.
Okay.
Is one of our early
Damn.
Ones. I had a really good time. And watching Miss Congeniality with you, too, was very fun. That was a fun day. Yeah. But Rubber, especially, just because it means so much to you, I really liked.
Yeah, yeah.
We also did I really liked the double feature days that we did when we had more time to do nothing for an entire day but watch two movies and then immediately talk about them.
Yeah, those were the days, man.
They were. You know, like, we watched Mummy and Old back-to-back, which was really fun.
That just really kind of feels that I feel like that shows the speed of how quickly New York kind of moves.
No, I know. It feels like this was forever ago.
Oh, at least for
and,
me, yeah.
And getting to watch Moonfall with you too. That'll be that's like a staple memory for sure.
Moonfall was great.
Mm-hmm.
Moonfall was very, very fun. And I was like the whole time I was like, nah. I was like, I don't want to watch this movie.
I loved that movie. Oh, it's so funny.
Okay, I'm looking now too.
I'm also just proud of just some of our past names for things like the duality of a dream, Fact or Fiction, aka the Boss Baby.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, that's a rock solid title.
You came up with most of them.
I did come up with the duality of a dream fact. I think did you add the Fact or Fiction? I can't remember. Shout out to the movie, to the show Fact or Fiction.
Yeah. We need to watch more of that. Nights just watching Fact or Fiction.
Yeah. That would be incredible.
Yeah, some of these I don't remember. Like, I don't remember watching Spy Kids.
I really don't either, honestly.
I remember crying watching Air Bud.
Yeah.
Like, three times I cried. Mm-hmm.
I do not remember watching... I remember watching the third act of Inception. I do remember that.
God, that was... Ugh.
I barely remember Over the Top, genuinely.
That's okay. Oh, I was so excited for you to watch Stand By Me.
Yeah, Stand By Me was a fun one. Green Lantern was fun, too. A lot of these that we watched, we were apart, though. We did a lot of stuff when I was in Allentown.
Yeah, the Green Lantern one, though, that one, I was working at... I was doing all the bar backing for, like, the Brooklyn 7, that company.
Yeah, that's when you were doing that. Damn.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I listened back to the Green Lantern one and the shit that you were saying, like, about, like, what you would build if you had a Green Lantern ring. And, like, not being able to lift the kegs because I was, like, laughing so fucking hard.
I'll have to go back and remember what I said.
I remember you said something about, like, you would take... like pins or something and make like a pin like bodysuit and put it on people.
Something
like that. I don't know.
Something horrifically cruel.
Yeah. You said you would smush people with a boot.
Yeah, a big old boot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That sounds about right. I'd make like a big leaf blower and blow everybody away.
That shit is so goofy.
Or I'd just make it infinite rings and I would put them all on each finger.
Ooh, yeah. Be mega powerful. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's a rule or not, but...
Well, rules are meant to be broken.
Yeah. Have you consumed any other type of media, like, besides movies and TV?
Since I've been here, yeah. I think I've fully watched 3 TV shows since I've been out here. Liked all of them. I watched all of Fallout.
I'm on the second episode right now.
Which is great. Love Fallout. I binged that whole thing in like a day, I think. Literally. Like I woke up at like 9:30 or 10 and I just watched it until my call time for the show, which was like 7:30. Because it was like a Wednesday. Or no, it was a Tuesday. Thursday. What am I saying? Thursday, I think. Loved that. Captured the essence of the Fallout video games very well. And the cast was great. Walter Goggins is like probably one of my favorite like TV stars now, to be honest.
He's like mildly underrated, but like he's so on screen, underrated. Like
yeah, he works ton. Yeah. But he doesn't really get widely talked about a lot, I don't think.
Because he's a character actor and like he's
so good.
You know, yeah.
He's so good. Yeah, saw that. I watched Baby Reindeer, which was recommended to me. Loved Baby Reindeer. Hilarious, very heavy. I don't want to spoil too much talking about it, but if no one has seen Baby Reindeer that's listening to this podcast, definitely give it a watch. Really good.
Heard.
So good.
I'll watch it.
I think you would love it.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
It's manageable, too. Like, most of the episodes, I think there's, like, 8 or 9 episodes, and most of them are, like, 30 minutes long.
Oh, like, very digestible.
It's super manageable. There's a few episodes that are, I think there's one episode that's, like, almost an hour long.
Okay.
But most of the episodes are 30 minutes. Yeah, saw that, and then I watched 3 Body Problem, which is made by the fellas who adapted Game of Thrones, who... yeah, can't really... I don't know if they've ever written anything original, but their adaptations are pretty good when they have source material to go off of.
That's cool.
And that was great. I really enjoyed that. I wasn't a huge fan of how they ended the season. Because it was a cliffhanger, but it was also like, oh, come on. You can't just, like, leave it like that. Like, it was a cliffhanger, yeah. But it didn't feel super suspenseful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were definitely bigger reveals that happened in some of the last few episodes that I think probably would have been a stronger way to end things. But understood. At least we got more content out of it. Yeah, those are the main things I've been seeing. My sister and my mom keep watching Selling the OC. That like it's a reality show on Netflix about these very vapid real estate agents in California.
Oh, okay. Who are always fighting
each other. They're always like constantly being that. Like the most unprofessional possible to each other, and then they're like complaining and saying how important it is to be professional at all times. It's just very strange.
I've watched a couple. I was watching that Unlocked show on Netflix.
Unlocked? What's that about?
It's this prison in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
Where they just unlock all the doors. Free. Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, man. Like, I don't really go for reality shows like that often, but, like, I was really vibing with it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wrapped up X-Men 97 yesterday.
Nice. That Alex was begging me for my Disney Plus login last night.
I was, yeah. It was so important.
During the prime drinking hours. He was like, please.
I haven't... So as a...
Well, you were taking your dry month or whatever, right?
Yeah, I did about 2 weeks, and then I went out with Nikita. And
no. He gotcha.
Crumbled. No, I mean, it was my choice, but...
As it goes.
Yeah. But, yeah, X-Men 97 is very good. That was one of the best things that they've done in a long time.
Nice. And I'll have to watch the full thing. I've seen... I saw a very... like a huge spoiler clip recently.
What does it involve?
It involves somebody whose name starts with a G.
Oh yeah.
Which was very cool.
In context, you gotta
yeah, see the whole thing. Yeah. Cuz it was cool even just in like the 5-minute clip that they put out there.
Yeah. Another one.
Oh man. You're going after the chicken.
The most interesting thing, though, I've watched recently was The Zone of Interest. We watched that.
Oh, yeah, that's about is it Auschwitz or is it a different camp?
No, it's Auschwitz.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the guy who, like, facilitates and, like, brought in, like, the big, like, burning chambers where they, like, burned all the bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of conversation about it, actually.
Who'd you watch it with?
In the Jack and Sean. Oh, I, like, nice. Got home off of, like, a really long shift. I was so tired, beat to shit.
And they're like, hey, let's cheer you up.
Yeah, literally. And I, like, sat, I watched the whole thing, and, like it was interesting what they were trying to do, because, like, the whole, like, the feeling they're trying to go for is that, like, you never see anything bad.
Yeah,
it's like you're seeing the mundane life of the people that, like, live next door to Auschwitz.
Yeah, crazy.
And who are, like, you know, the husband is running it, but, like, has his life with his children and his wife. And it was like, but you hear stuff in the distance, or you see smokestacks, or, like, you see, like, at nighttime, there's clearly, like, fires lit and, like, people screaming just, like, super deep in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, I was like, what's the... I mean, there's a good point of it, like, for today, in the sense that we're so distantly attached and aware of these horrible things that are happening in the world. And, you know, history repeats itself in awful, awful ways. So, like, maybe, like... look and see how you're connected, what you can do. But, like, the film itself, I was like, no.
Yeah, you weren't a fan?
No.
Damn. I'll have to give it a watch. I know it won some awards. I know.
Yeah. I mean, it went to the Oscars. It was nominated for a bunch of stuff. It won sound design.
And
it was
okay.
For that, like, for like the distant, like, stuff that was happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just uncomfortable in a way that was like, it was kind of torturous.
Yeah, it won Academy Award for Best International Feature Film.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it was just like prolonged torture for the audience, and like,
yeah,
just not something I'm, at least at that point, I was willing to do, because I was just like, okay, I gotta go to bed now.
No,
sleep on that. And that's that.
You had sweet dreams, I'm sure.
Yeah, the best dreams.
Crazy, crazy. Yeah, I do want to give it a watch. I've heard really good things about it. Aside from the slander you just subjected it to, unfortunately. But
sorry. No, form your own opinion, everyone. Form your own opinion. Are you looking forward to anything coming out in the next year?
What is coming out in the next year? I'm curious about seeing Furiosa. Furiosa's coming out soon.
Oh, you're into Mad Max like that?
I mean, I liked the newer Mad Max. It was I saw it with my dad and we had a good time.
Okay.
I'm not like super into it, but it was a super enjoyable action movie to me. I wouldn't say it's like anywhere in like a top 10 list or anything. Cuz some people they like worship that movie, you know. But I'm very curious about if it's going to be any good. I'm sure it's going to be. If it's anything like the first one, I'm sure it'll be entertaining. I saw The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen recently.
How was that?
It's a fun movie. It's so over the top. It's like, it's crazy. But it was a fun movie.
I'm always curious to see how Henry Cavill kind of like does in the world. Like, chilling. And then Alan Ritchson's in that too, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Honestly, he was probably like the most memorable character. None of the characters were super memorable in that movie for me, honestly.
Yeah.
They were all kind of like standard action figure caricatures, you know?
Sure.
And there were like funny moments and fun things. Yeah, overall it was a fun movie. Venom 3 is coming out in 2024.
Venom 3, The Last Dance.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
There's a Captain America movie coming out, Brave New World.
Yeah.
Don't really know anything about it.
No one does. Also, no one particularly, like,
that
cares.
Snow White movie that's probably going to be a disaster.
Kraven the Hunter.
Minecraft the movie's coming out in 2025. That's nuts.
It is indeed.
Also, the fact that they're making a Gladiator 2 that's coming out in 2024 is wild to me.
I just read yesterday that fucking Happy Gilmore 2 got approved for Netflix.
Oh, what? They're doing a Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
They are.
Interesting.
Doing a live-action Scooby-Doo next year.
I saw that Borderlands trailer too when I was at the theater this week too. I never played Borderlands, but
oh, a weird fun one we saw recently was Abigail, that vampire one with the little girl.
Oh, how was that?
I had such high hopes because that's Angel Cloud or
Angus Clouds.
This is
last
movie.
Forget he was in that. Yeah.
And I'm just like, The trailer and the concept were so cool.
Yeah.
And they kind of just pooed on it.
No, it wasn't good.
No, I mean, it's like little ballerina vampire and spoiler alert, I guess, but like two people die like before the vampire's revealed. So like they're only like three or four people by the time that like.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those movies where you feel like the whole movie's going to be like her chasing them, but that happens at a later point in the movie, basically.
Yeah. And there's like all these reveals and they introduce all the vampire rules at the end. And I'm like, this is like
too much.
It just could have been better. Like you had the concept in front of you.
It sounds like they overcomplicated a fun thing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll probably give that a watch. I'm curious.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Fantastic Four next
year. Yeah. And did they announce the cast for that?
Yeah.
Who's in that cast again?
Pedro Pascal is playing Mr. Fantastic.
Ooh.
Vanessa Kirby is playing the Invisible Woman. Joseph Quinn, I think is his name, is the Human Torch.
Nice.
And Eben Moss Rockham is playing the Thing.
Incredible.
And they have a girl, they're going to have the female Silver Surfer, and she's it's a girl from Ozark.
Ooh,
they
Lady just announced, Surfer. Oh, is she like the young girl? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, really? She's great.
Well, it might be her. I don't know. She's, you know that meme where she's like, if you want to do that, you're going to have to fucking kill me.
Do you know that meme?
It's okay. She blonde? You can look. Yeah, she's blonde.
That's probably the girl I'm thinking of.
Okay. And they just announced the guy who's playing Galactus.
Julia Gardner, probably.
Yeah, Julia Gardner. Exactly. Nice. That's who it is.
Nice.
And the guy who's playing Galactus is like a world-renowned voice actor, and his voice is crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, wait, Galactus is going to be in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Confirmed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Confirmed, yeah.
Isn't Galactus like a big, big bad?
Yeah, but I think they're doing it in a separate universe. I think they're like starting them in their own universe or like in their own time.
And they're going to do some Doctor Strange multiverses of madness. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that going to be like a Marvel movie or is that through
Yeah,
Sony
yeah.
Again?
It's a Marvel Studios movie. Yeah. Nice. It's not Fox.
Well, fingers crossed they get it right.
Fingers crossed they get it right. And
I know they're on a bad trajectory right now, aside from the X-Men thing.
Well, I've been keeping pretty close tabs. I think they announced that they're only trying to do two movies a year and then, like, two shows a year.
That's
now,
cool.
Instead of trying to do all that
like
shit.
Like, five at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But they Natasha Lyonne's in it, too. She just got announced.
Nice.
And I think, everyone's like, who is she going to be? I think she's going to be... She's going to play Alicia, the, like, blind girlfriend.
Ooh.
To the Thing.
That'd be fun.
And then did you see the Superman suit?
I think. Superman suit.
Yeah, it's on James Gunn's Instagram.
James Gunn's Instagram? Let's see what Mr. Gunn's up to. Man, emergency services are busy by you right now.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Oh, yeah, I have seen this picture. Looks cool. I like the random Death Star that's in the background.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on here?
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, after careful contemplation, after, like, careful thinking, because I was very quick to be like, I don't like this. I don't like it.
Don't like how it looks?
I mean, at first I was like, I don't like it.
What did he like about it?
I am not a fan of the fucking collar. I don't like the collar.
Oh.
That's
a close look. That's a specific observation.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, usually his whole, like, collarbone and shit is out. And
that's true.
They went with the new 52 on it.
He's like, come get me.
I didn't like how, like, scrunchy the suit looks because it looks like it doesn't fit him. And it's just, yeah, but now after, like, I've listened to, like, people talk about it, because I, like, went out and bought one of the comic inspirations. I went out and bought All-Star Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the costume is kind of, like, clunky, and you see a lot of the, like, folds in the costume. And people are like, well, why is he just, like, sitting in the chair? Like, shit's happening in the background. And it's like,
because he's got to put his boots on.
He's got to put his boots on one boot at a time, exactly. Like the rest of us.
Yeah. He's like, this is no big deal. This is Tuesday.
Yeah, this is a freaking Tuesday morning.
He looks really upset that this evil laser eyes shooting stuff. But he also looks unbothered at the same time.
Yeah. Like
he's like, I can't believe I'm cleaning it. Up this shit again.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on?
That's funny.
So pretty lit about,
or maybe
Superman
maybe
and Fantastic
plot
Four coming
twist
out in the same month.
Plot twist: he's working with the eyeball, and in this picture, he's actually taking his boots off.
Yeah,
and
he's
that's
like,
why he doesn't,
I gotta...
it doesn't look like he's in a rush. He's like the eyeball's just shooting Lex Luthor, like just shooting at Luthor Corp or something.
Yeah, and he's like, great.
Exactly.
It's like fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah, next year's there's a lot to be excited about. I'm excited that you're going to be back by the time The Boys drops.
I know. When's that coming out?
That comes out in a couple weeks, I think, just like the second week of June, I believe.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
June I like has watching some fucking The Boys with my boy. Bangers, yeah. June has some bangers dropping. They got The Bears dropping in June.
I still have to finish the second season of that.
Did you get to the dinner episode where they have
I've watched like the first 10 minutes of the first episode and I just like wasn't in the mood for The Bear.
What a masterclass, dude.
Yeah.
They were eating. Everybody was eating, bro.
I'll have to watch that season just for that episode. I'm sure once I get I'll keep wanting to watch, you know.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things I just like wasn't in the mood and I was like in between like busy stuff, like busy just random events in my schedule.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things where like I didn't have the time to like get back to it for like a week and a half, so that for me basically means that it no longer exists as a medium that I can take part in. Cuz like everybody that I would normally watch it with had already watched all of it by the time I was getting to it, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's kind of like everyone in this household is watching The Sopranos, and I'm like...
Well, yeah, I know.
I could have watched it, but whatever, it's
fine. I actually still haven't seen a single episode of The Sopranos.
Fine, fuck it. Me and you are going to watch The Sopranos, and they're not going to be invited. Every time I walk into this apartment, it's like 10, 11. It's like clockwork.
Have they moved on from The Simpsons?
Yes. Yeah. Damn. I don't really know how.
That was a staple, everybody. Beginning of 2024, Simpsons, at least 2 hours a day.
I don't know why you're even talking, because you have phases with games like I've never
absolutely
seen in my entire
life. I'm not saying that I don't binge games. I binge games like a motherfucker. When I got to Michigan, I played through all of Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic again, and then I played through all of Outer Worlds, which is a really fun like sci-fi RPG. And
there were fully days where you would
only play.
Like I would ready to go to work and you'd be playing Helldivers and I'd come back and you were playing Helldivers.
Well, see, the crucial thing is that you missed the hour and a half break I took to send emails. And then I would get back to it, you know.
That's fair.
Yeah, those days would very much be like, I should really get some work done, and then I'll play Helldivers at like 6. But then it's like 11:15, and I'm like, I could play Helldivers until 2. And then 2 turns into 4, and then 4:30 comes around, and I'm like, I only really need to do like 2 small 15-minute tasks, and I do those
tasks.
That's
what, dude, you're fucking... Your like work ethic is so fascinating to me because we have like very similar work ethics, I feel, but like there's just the extra thing that you do and I don't know what it is. It's just like you can fully do that and like I can come close, but like I can't quite do that. But it's just odd. It's like you can go to the extreme of like just playing a game for like 10 hours and also go to the extreme of doing, like, task after task after task. Like, mm-hmm. finding time for both of those things.
That's true.
Where, like, I just have to middle ground it. Like, I can play a game for 2 hours, I can do a task for 2 hours, and I'm done. That's it.
No.
I don't have the extreme of both
All
that
or
you're
nothing.
Very good at.
I'm a man of extremes.
That's very funny.
That's how it goes. Well, I feel like that also is just, like, a product of, like... Because I don't really have a work schedule that is normal in any way.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Like when I was super, super into Helldivers, I was coming off like really like working putting in some pretty crazy hours. Like I would say like 12-hour days for probably like 6 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day, aside from Monday, I think. And then March came along and I like didn't have any work lined up, you know? Yeah, so it's just like one of those things where like I'll just have these crazy stretches where all I'm doing is working, and then days where I do absolutely fuck all aside from stare at a screen.
That's real.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Lucky bastard.
What can I say? Living a blessed life where I make barely any money, but too much to qualify for Medicaid.
That's crazy. I should look into Medicaid.
Medicaid's low. You have to make like 15 grand a year to qualify for Medicaid.
Oh, really?
It's crazy. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I had to get my health insurance. I have my health insurance all set up now since I'm turning 26 on the 31st, everybody. Holy wow.
Woo!
I know.
So old. That's like the last thing you need, right? That's like the last stone you get. And then exactly. I think that's all you get.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. You're like fully functioning adult.
Exactly. Exactly. Damn. It'll be AARP time in no time. You know what? I hope one day we were on a cover of an AARP magazine, if they still exist, when we're 68.
Not a chance.
I just want a picture. Like... I just want a picture of us grilling with AARP above us.
We could do that for sure.
One of us has like pool goggles on or something.
I guess like really the last milestone that you get age wise is the 65, like senior citizen dinner.
Yeah, AARP and Social Security. I think are really the final steps. Yeah, damn. And then losing your license eventually.
I don't plan on losing my license.
No, never. No. That's also one thing. Every time I drive around and I'm just sick and tired of fucking driving in Michigan, I think of you and just how grateful you would be to be in a car driving to fucking Subway.
I talk about it all the time ad nauseum.
I like driving, but I don't like having to drive. Like, I don't... It's just... I genuinely do like just getting on the subway and just fucking sitting and just waiting until my stop comes. And obviously, you know, there are some things that spring up sometimes, but
it's just so dictated by other things and other people.
That's like, true. But I feel like traffic is too.
To an extent.
I suppose.
I guess though you live in an area.
It's not like there's somebody, it's not like you're like walking up to your car and there's somebody who's like, can't get in for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, the, like, it's the thing, though, like, where you live, too. Like, you're kind of still trekking everywhere you go. Like, for me, when I was in Michigan, I mean, I was, like, very Metro Detroit, very burb. I could go around the corner to whatever I needed.
That's fair.
Like, it wasn't,
yeah,
you know,
typically,
like,
if I have to go anywhere from the farm, it's, like, a fit, like... Like a 20 to 30 minute round trip minimum, you know?
Yeah.
So, because, like, to get to anything, like the nearest grocery store is, like, 15 minutes, 20 minutes away, depending on the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, any food option that's not, like, 7-Eleven or Taco Bell is 15 or 20 minutes out, too, you know? So, yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the last time, like, the first, I mean, the last time was the first time I came to the Chief's Arm. I thought you were going to kill me. I was like, we're going so deep, and it's so scary out here at night. What the fuck?
When was the first time you were at the Tree Farm?
It was,
Was that before Chicago?
Well, no. So that was the only other time I've been there. I'm talking about this last time when we were both in Michigan, and I stayed over for a night.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah. Were you in town did we see Book of Mormon? Is that why you were here?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
In town for Book of Mormon.
Oh, and you thought I was playing the long game, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was like, oh, he waited. It got me. I was fully
just exposed, ass out in the basement.
Uh-oh. Fucked up.
But you didn't have any night terrors, at least.
No, thank God.
I used to have this apartment in Detroit. It was my own place. The only time I've ever gotten to live alone. And Alex spent the night a few times in my spare bedroom, which was basically like an enormous pantry that could fit a twin bed and a dresser.
Yeah, it was
And
prison.
every time, it really is a prison chamber. There's no windows, nothing. Like, you close the door, you can't sense time anymore. It is
Yeah.
quite literally like a sensory deprivation chamber, genuinely. And I think every time, and tell me if I'm wrong, every time you spent the night there, you had night terrors.
It wasn't night
Like
terrors, it
sleep
was sleep
paralysis.
paralysis,
Sleep
yeah.
paralysis, which is worse.
Yep, every single time.
Did you have the
And
same little demon
only in
every
that
time?
room. No, I mean, the first time it happened, I was like face down and I was like,
That's
okay, I better.
horrifying.
I was like, I better get my glasses. And like, I like realized I couldn't move. And then like, I was immediate panic. I was like, fuck, 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 fuck. And like, I heard the door creak open. And I heard claws scratching on the feet, like on the floor, and like I felt something jump on the bed and just like start crawling up my back, and like it was like multiple things all at the same time, but it was all like a creature. It was all a creature.
Crazy.
Yeah, fuck that. I
Crazy. I
hated
always
that.
had great dreams at the apartment. Or no dreams. There was one time I woke up and my side door had blown open because it didn't get fully locked. It was a super old door and it had been snowing all day and all night, and I woke up and my nose was cold. And I was like, "Oh, I guess it's just cold in the apartment, like I had just moved there recently." And I walked to the bathroom and I felt this breeze, and I turned to my right and the door to the back alleyway was just completely open. And there, with no joke, was like a pile, like a 6-inch pile of snow in my kitchen
Oh my
at like
God.
2:45 in the morning.
That's
And I'm
crazy.
just like in my undies and my t-shirt, just like scooping the snow out with my bare hands and like forcing the door closed.
God.
Yeah, I don't think they're renting out that apartment anymore. I guess it flooded right after I moved out.
Oh no
It
shit.
literally flooded. There was somebody else, I can't remember who it was, somebody else from Wayne State rented the apartment after I left. And apparently, like 2 months after I had moved out, this would have been like, I think it was in October, so no, it was about 2 months because I left beginning of August. No, beginning of September, actually. It was like a month after I moved out. There was a huge rainstorm in like early or mid-October. And the entire apartment flooded.
That's
Like
awful.
3 inches of water
You have no
flooded.
idea who moved into that apartment?
I don't know. It was someone from Wayne. I can't remember who it was.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was a gal that moved in. I genuinely can't remember who it was, though.
That's okay. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. And that apartment is sadly, it's vacant. It's waiting for me to come back. One day.
You ready to move back to the mid, bub?
Oh yeah. Now I'm ready to go back to New York. I'm excited. It's been great seeing family though. It's been very nice.
Yeah,
I
for
genuinely
sure.
think my parents have single-handedly brought out like genuine, I'm saying this with zero exaggeration, like 80 to 90 people to see this show.
Holy
It's
shit.
crazy.
That's
Like
wild.
just this last week, I genuinely think there's over 50 people that have come slash are coming to see the show.
Wow,
Like all of
dude.
the Greek cousins, some folks from Wayne came out yesterday, along with like a group of like 6 to 8 people that my dad brought. Crazy.
So who's come out from Wayne to see it? I imagine most people.
Cheryl Tursky has come out. Shout out to Cheryl Tursky.
Yay.
Jill came out. And that's it, professor wise. And then Kevin Keller and Katie Akers came out too
Very cool.
yesterday, along with another one of their friends. I feel bad. I think her name was Emily. I could be totally wrong. I think I'm forgetting her name, but she was very nice.
Very
It
cool.
was great. Yeah. And the cat, everybody on cast, all their parents came out from like North Carolina, Connecticut, and New Jersey to see the show, which was very sweet.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. It's been a lot of folks, a lot of rotating people, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you got that support, bub. That's great.
No, I feel very fortunate. Very lucky.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't hold you too much longer. I have a shift in, like, I have to leave for in, like, an hour.
Got to work hard. Are you working at Craft and Carry, or are you working at the good old...
Craft and Carry.
Craft and Carry. Shout out to Craft and Carry, serving only beer.
Only beer and some chips. Oh, we love
and some chips. You can't forget the little nut packages they sell.
Nah, make sure you're staying hydrated and fed when you're drinking, folks. Please.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's about all I got. I'm glad we got to chat for a long time. This was the longest talk me and you've had in a long time.
Probably 2 months.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Sad, but it's okay.
Well, I'm going to see you in no time. I'll see you in no time.
Dwight's going to be back soon. It's going to be like the original crew's going to be here.
I know. I can't wait.
Original crew's going to be here. Yeah, man. It's just you know, working two jobs and having a boo thing and
very busy. Very busy, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for our season finale ramble, folks.
Yeah, that was nothing but a ramble. If you stuck around for this, of course, thank you so much.
Incredible.
We appreciate
and
you.
Also, pretty nosy if you stuck around, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're basically just on a recorded line right now. So,
fuck off.
Yeah, so maybe mind your business, okay?
Yeah. Make sure to check out patreon.com/bucketofbeefshow. You can hear our Star Wars podcast, our horror podcast. We have all kinds of stuff over there. Check us out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, man. I think that's all I got. Shout out to the people who helped bring this podcast to light.
Yes.
We're going to pick up season 2 here shortly. More consistency. Just like I think we figured out how to podcast successfully.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think it's not hard.
Learning day by day. You're talking to a microphone and say, "Hey."
Yeah. Yeah, very, very simple, very easy.
Yeah, super easy, actually, you know.
Thank you to Freddie. Thank you to Andrew. Thank you to all of the friends that have made this as successful as it has been. We love you. We appreciate you.
Yep, shout out to Schmutz. Shout out to Glargum.
Yeah.
Shout out to Braxis.
Arthur, yeah.
Yeah, who could forget Arthur?
God, you can't.
If you guys aren't following Arthur on Pinterest, get on it, okay?
You're really missing out. All right, man. Well, my name is Alex Morrison.
My name is me. He is him.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye bye. Oh yeah. Hit him with the outro.
Ending of the pod.
He's a liar. He's a liar.
Beef.
Bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the bucket.
Bottom of the bucket.
Yeah.
Beef.
Seasoned to perfection.
Divine.
Too wet.
Beef.
It's a masterpiece, baby.